Hello out there in Radio Land. This is Chuck Shaden with Recollections at 50. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear as we tune in to a few nostalgic moments from a half century of Those Were the Days programs. When I discovered that our announcer Ken Alexander had an incredible collection of old Chicago newspapers in his basement, I asked him to bring one in each week so we might learn about some events from a date in the past, a date connected to one of the vintage programs we had on the schedule. One particular broadcast from 2004 comes to mind. Ken brought to the studio a copy of the Chicago Times from April 1940. After skimming a few headlines and a couple of other news articles, Ken came across a display advertisement for Carson Peary Scott and Company.
There's an ad here on for International Silver. They sponsored Ozzy and Harriet.
Not in 1940, though.
Well, not back then, but later they did. Mm-hmm. And Carson Peary Scott was having a sale of silverware, special purchase of International Silver Company's triple plate guaranteed for a lifetime, tarnish-proof wood chest included, this in the Rosedale pattern, greatly below open stock prices. In this wooden case, wooden chest, you get 50 pieces, a service for 8 of International Silver, triple plate, $19.95, the price at Carson's.
50 pieces, service 50 for
pieces,
8.
Yeah.
So might have had six pieces.
For each, and then
for
two
four,
left.
That'd be 48, and then two you'd have a spoon for the sugar, a butter knife maybe.
Maybe, and I don't know.
Well, if you had six pieces,
mm-hmm.
you would have... What, a knife?
Oh, don't
a fork,
ask me.
Knives and a fork and two forks. You would add a soup spoon, a knife, two forks, a soup spoon, and a teaspoon, right? That would be 5. And then this might be a little butter knife that might have had with
mm-hmm.
that, right?
And then
you would have had a couple of serving spoons.
Mm-hmm,
or maybe you wouldn't have had all those. Maybe you wouldn't have had a butter knife, but you might have had a series of soup spoons or serving spoons or something.
Maybe
like that.
Maybe a ladle or something.
Well, the ladle would be the woman who cooked the dinner.
Yeah. Well, anyway, that's a good price, $19.95.
Oh yeah.
Sure. Lane Bryant at Washington Wabash had an ad for spring coats for women. Normally $12.95, $10, and $8.99. They're selling for $6.95.
A man walked down the street one day, and he said, who was that ladle I saw you with last night? He said, that was no ladle. That was my knife.
Oh, yeah. You know, Chuck, I missed you when you were on vacation. I was telling Len that I missed you, but I said, one thing, I don't miss those bad puns. And I'll say that to your face.
Okay. Well, I already heard that from several people.
Oh, you did?
The mail was waiting for me when we got back.
I see.
Wait till you hear what Ken... Listen to...
Oh.
They gave me the date of the show and told me to listen to it about 3 o'clock or 3:30 or something like that. I'm sorry.
Let me change the subject.
I'm sorry. Go right ahead. Back.
Well, you
back
should.
To the,
those puns. You should apologize.
To the times.
I've never seen a contact lens up close. Now, how big would... How much in diameter, how large are they, would you say, a contact lens?
Well, I would imagine it varies depending on the size of an individual's eyeball.
Well, in this picture, they were something new here in 1940. There's a picture, photographs. It says, true spectacle. Dorothy Boland demonstrates new plastic contact lenses introduced by Dr. William Feinblum, public health director of American Optometric Association. Lenses fit under lids of eyes. They're on display at the Illinois State Society of Optometrists convention in the Morrison Hotel. Now, do contact lenses look anything like this? They're so large, they cover the whole anterior portion of the eyeball.
Wow, yeah, it does look... Well, but that would fit underneath the lid.
Yeah.
It looks like she's holding a... Two eggs, actually.
Yeah, they're so large.
Yeah.
Well, they're not big. Yeah. I don't think they're that large anymore.
Probably why they didn't catch on at that time.
Maybe. Mm. Here's an ad for, Wurlitzer, the music store on Wabash Avenue downtown. They were having, they give lessons, and Paul Whiteman's picture, here's endorsing Wurlitzer. The Wurlitzer name is a good guarantee in your first step toward musical fame, says Paul Whiteman. You can learn to play your favorite instrument the easy Wurlitzer way. $1 a week. It covers everything. Fine instrument, fine quality instrument, private lessons, and band practice for $1 a week.
Wow. Did they say how many weeks?
Well, no, but it's $1 a week.
$1 a week?
I don't know. I guess
the piano. That's the instrument, the piano.
Accordion, drums, saxophone, trumpet, clarinet, piano, marimba, guitar, or any other instrument.
Mm-hmm.
Wurlitzer, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Gee, Dad, it's a Wurlitzer.
It was a Wurlitzer.
Yeah. A Wurlitzer indeed. I always had fun needling Ken while he would rather move on to the next item. That was from a 2004 broadcast, and he was reading from the Chicago Times of April the 8th, 1940. One of my favorite parts of our newspaper segments was when Ken, looking over the movie theater listings, revealed what was playing in the Loop movie houses. It was 2006 when he happened to bring in a copy of the Chicago Daily News from November of 1948.
And the Chicago Theater, mm-hmm. Roadhouse, with Ida Lupino and Cornell Wilde.
Oh, yeah.
And on the stage at the Chicago, here is a stage show I would have liked to see, I'd very much like to see, because I was a fan of both these attractions. The Four Ink Spots in person.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And Peter Lorre.
Peter Lorre?
The Ink Spots, the famous America's favorite quartet, and the man who chills, Peter Lorre, both on stage.
See,
boy.
What do you think Peter Lorre would be doing on the stage? I mean, he wasn't in the movie.
They were both on stage. I would think that Peter Lorre, I don't know, he might do a little stand-up, but it would be with real dark humor. It would be humorous, but it would be eerie humor. And then maybe you'd read a story by Edgar Allan Poe or something.
Yeah, I suppose.
And the Ink Spots, of course, would sing some of the hit recordings, of which they had several back then.
But that seems like a strange combination.
Yeah, it does. It does. But it'd be even stranger if they had Peter Lorre and the Ink Spots performing together at the same time as a group, an ensemble.
Together?
Yeah, that'd be even stranger, wouldn't it?
That'd be the Ink Spots and a blatter or something, maybe. I don't know.
Though they just call it the Ink Spots and Peter Lorre, I think.
Well, what would they do?
Well,
I don't know.
One can only speculate. I imagine, though, if they did, you know, the way at the Chicago Theater, you'd have an offstage voice, an announcer backstage with a microphone. You wouldn't see him, but you hear the voice.
Oh, yeah.
And he'd say,
I love that.
Now, after the movie ended, pardon me, he'd say, now, ladies and gentlemen, what you've all been waiting for, the Chicago Theater brings you the main feature of our stage presentation. And here they are, together again for the first time, the Four Ink Spots and Peter Lorre. And then, what happens then?
The house lights would dim.
Yeah.
And there would be a kind of a blue spotlight on the stage.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, the Ink Spots and Peter Lorre would appear.
Bum ba dum ba dum ba dum ba dum ba dum bum boo. Bum ba dum ba dum ba dum ba dum ba dum bum. I'm making believe that you're in my arms, though, baby doll, I know that you're really so far away.
Yes, and I'm happy that you're far away, because when you are close to me, I couldn't stand you. You would drive me sane. I'm making believe I'm strangling you.
Wish you could hear what I say.
You would never hear what I'd say, because you're always complaining and nagging and criticizing me. But I'll put an end to your nagging, even if I'm only making believe.
And here in the gloom of my lonely room,
we're battling like we used to do.
Honey, child, a making believe is just another way of dreaming.
Yes, and so until my dreams come true, I'll whisper good night, turn out the light. Oh, yes, that light that keeps winking and blinking. I'll turn out the light and choke my pillow.
Making believe it's you. Bum ba dum ba dum ba dum ba dum. Do 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 do. Bum. Bum. Do do.
You were only fooling, but I was falling in love. It's a story as old as Adam and Eve. I was making love, but you were making believe. You lied to me with kisses. I've tried to stop dreaming of, but you were only fooling me while I was falling in love.
You know, you were just fooling, honey, jiving me while I was falling head over heels in love. It's a story as old as Adam and Eve. I was making love, but all the time you were only making believe.
You lied to me with kisses. I've tried to stop dreaming of, but you were only fooling me while I was falling.
Ken Alexander, a man of many talents. That clip was from 2006, and Ken had the Chicago Daily News from November 5th, 1948. Now, who do you think did a better job with that song, Ken or the real Ink Spots? Frankly, I think it's a toss-up. Hope you enjoyed this episode of Recollections at 50. There's more to come in the weeks to come. This is Chuck Shaden. Thanks for listening.